One day, we will all stand before God as He opens the book of our lives. But have you ever wondered what God's book report of your life would be? Or if your life had a blurb on the back cover, what would it say? Every day like a page, every year like a chapter. After the final chapter, what would the theme of the book be? How would you summarize the book of your life? In Psalm 71, David looks back on his life from the cradle to the grave and summarizes it with one word, worship. There's a lot of other themes in his life, hardship, pain, suffering, and David starts with those, possibly because they've driven him to his knees more than anything else. Let's join David in verse 1. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Did you notice how David's prayers are coupled with praise? David doesn't just ask for God to do something. He connects what he wants God to do with who he knows God is. Be my rock of refuge, he says. Protect me. To which I can always go. Or, that's who you are. Dependable. Always there for me. David looks back now on his life, and God has always been there. Through all the good, through all the bad, through all the ugly. And that's why David knows God will continue to be there for him now, in verse 4. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel. For you have been my hope, sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I've relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. Through the years, written on every page of his life, God's been there. My confidence since my youth. And that confidence in God was inspiring to other people. So much so that David tells us in verse 7, I have become a sign to many. You are my strong refuge. What does that mean? I have become a sign, an example, an inspiration. But of what? Someone who puts their confidence in God. Someone who can praise through the pain. Verse 8, my mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. And then David goes to the opposite end of the spectrum of his life. That final chapter in verse 9. Do not cast me away when I'm old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. For my enemies speak against me. Those who wait to kill me conspire together. Even at the end of his life, things haven't got any easier for David. Just like God can always be counted on to be there, so can pain. David goes on to unpack what they're saying about him, that God isn't there for him anymore. That's why David says, don't cast me away when I'm old, when my strength is gone. But David knows better. He knows that God loves us far more than anything we could ever do for him. That's why he circles back around to that confidence in verse 14. As for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. If David's problems get more frequent, so will his praise. If anything, David says, my worship is going to grow. I will sing louder, sing longer, sing more. Verse 15, my mouth will tell of your righteous deeds, of your saving acts all day long. Though I know not how to relate them all, I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteous deeds, yours alone. Since my youth, God, you have taught me. And to this day, I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. In that panoramic sweep, David says, "Don't quit me, Lord, and I won't quit you. Because you never stop saving me, I'll never stop praising you. Don't forsake me till I declare your power to the next generation." The words of this psalm were compiled during the time of Ezra into what we now know as the Book of Psalms, 600 years after David's death. And they were still instructing generations after him, as Israel needed to remember what God could do during their time period. They would need to look back on their history, just like David does his own. And here we are, 3,000 years later, listening to David, still declaring God's power to our generation. And this verse used to be written on the wall in my office, because it's part of my calling, why I write books, and why I met through the Word. David wants to declare God's power to the next generation, and so do I. When I came to faith in Christ, the Jesus hippies at my church were raising families, settling down, and teaching me how to follow Jesus. They told me of God's great power during the Jesus movement. Then I moved to Wales and heard tales about the Holy Spirit powerfully moving through community after community during times of revival. I could see their hearts swell as they talked about it, and their eyes tear up as they recounted God's marvelous deeds. God's power is like lightning, too amazing to keep to yourself. It will arc off to others who will get a buzz off of it as well. And with that commitment to tell others of God's wonders, David is off for the rest of the psalm like a bull out of the gates for the next 10 verses, praising God for who he is. Verse 19, "Your righteousness, God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things, who is like you, God? Though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again. From the depths of the earth, you will again bring me up. Birth, middle age, old age, and now death, these are nothing to God." David says, God can raise me from the dead if he wants me to praise him more. "You will restore my life again. From the depth of the earth, you will bring me up." And if God can raise David from the dead, then raising him out of whatever circumstances he is in is no problem at all. Verse 21, "You will increase my honor and comfort me once more." Taking stock of his life, David now knows he won't ever stop worshiping God, because God won't ever stop being worthy of it. Time for a jam session to celebrate in verse 22. "I will praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, my God. I will sing praise to you with the lyre, Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, I whom you have delivered. My tongue will tell of your righteous acts all day long. For those who wanted to harm me have been put to shame and confusion." It's funny how we can talk so much, yet say so little. David repeatedly talks about his mouth, his lips, singing, declaring, shouting to God in these verses. And if you're still alive today, it's because God still has you here to worship him and declare his awesome deeds as they unfold in your life. And my friend, that is something to sing about today. So don't be silent. Open your mouth wide and sound forth your barbaric yop of praise to God.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.